It is often thought that the world used to be quieter, that industrialisation, civilisation and progress are noisy, drowning out birdsong, falling rain, crunching snow, rustling leaves. But the relationship between sound and silence is far more complex than that. Humankind's desire to contain and control sound is a story that stretches back tens of thousands of years, from listening spots in prehistoric caves to Neolithic monuments on Orkney that can capture the natural soundscape. From the bell towers of medieval monasteries to the restrictions and restraints of the Victorian concert.
Per favore, silenzio. Grazie. Silence, please. Thank you.
Nous vous prions d'observer un peu de silence. Merci.
Sprechen Sie bitte leise.
Le rogamos silencio. Gracias. Пожалуйста, соблюдайте тишину.
We control and contain silence too. Silence is shouted for in schools, enforced in courts, in political protests and by governments. For Cistercian monks who structured their whole lives around silence, it was an aspirational and liberating means to redemption. Now, a global pandemic has ripped through the 21st century, leaving a strange, enforced silence throughout the world, in cities and towns, in the skies and on the streets. For musicians, a void opened up as concert after concert was cancelled, festivals and venues closed their doors. There was nowhere to pour music into, so music making moved behind glass screens. Performances are given via phones and computers. Choirs sing together but not together on digital platforms. But the vital connection with other people is missing. Who is listening? How are they responding? We don't really know. Historically, pandemics have forced people to break with the past and imagine their world anew. What might our musical world sound like after the pandemic? Sound and silence have momentarily slipped from our controlling grip. Without concert halls and audiences to capture, contain and consume it, the music we make in our homes and gardens travels freely through the air, like the birdsong, released from old habits and traditions. Perhaps this is the start of a new chapter of our constant fascination with sound and silence.